You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Researchers have linked that deadly Legionnaires' disease outbreak in Genesee County to the switch to the Flint River for drinking water. The Flint Area Community Health and Environment Partnership conducted two studies. Michelle Swanson was lead researcher in both studies, and she spoke with Stateside's Lester Graham.
So to remind people, 12 people died, dozens more, about 78 people became sick during these Legionnaires' disease outbreaks in 2014 and 15. Your teams found the majority of the Legionnaires' disease cases in Genesee County can be attributed to the water supply switch. How do you know this was because of the Flint water switch?
So that's a great question. We were fortunate that we had several large data sets. Really, this is an unprecedented study because of the extensive data that we could draw. So we were able to work with our partners at the state health department and get records on all of the Legionnaires' cases in Flint, in Genesee County, Oakland County, and Wayne County over a six-year period. And then we also obtained information from the water. Utilities are obligated to sample the water once a week at eight different places in Flint and test different parameters, including chlorine. So we have 4 years of chlorine data, weekly chlorine data. And we also have another data set asking how many people that live in surrounding neighborhoods commute into the city of Flint. And we, in this case, really is Sammy Zarin. He's a professor of economics out at Colorado State and also heads up their risk assessment unit. And he was able to apply statistical tests to ask whether the change in water, if we could infer it was the cause of the increase in Legionnaires' disease.
Okay, so let's take that a step at a time.
Sure.
Then. Why three counties? Are the other counties like control groups?
Exactly.
Okay.
So we were able to compare two parameters before the switch and after the switch, and then in Flint or in Genesee County, but not Flint. And we can do pairwise comparisons and then generate really robust statistical data that points to the amount of chlorine in the water. The more you have, the less risk of Legionnaires' disease appearing in that neighborhood.
Right. Chlorine is a disinfectant.
It
takes care of a lot of the pathogens in water. So if it's down a little, that means there's more chances of some of these germs still staying in the water.
That's what the patterns show, yes.
Okay. Back to the switch to the Flint water supply.
Mm-hmm.
This was a timeline you were able to follow because of all this data and say, okay, look, this is where our spike was. And now we've assumed that might have something to do with it. How did you determine that you're absolutely sure that the bulk of the Legionnaires' cases were due to that switch?
Right. Well, you can imagine we had a very large data set, eight different locations around the city of Flint over a four-year period, weekly chlorine measurements. And so when Flint was getting their water from the Lake Huron, all the chlorine measurements were very tightly tracking. And then once they switched to the Flint River, the numbers became chaotic. So some regions in the city had very high chlorine levels, others had very low, and others bounced from high to low to medium. So we can take that, and we know what the chlorine concentration was in a particular neighborhood at a particular time, and then layer on top of that, who got Legionnaires' disease, where do they live, and when did they get disease, and what was the chlorine concentration when they would have been exposed. And so when you take those 4 years of data, you get a very clear relationship that more chlorine, less likely to get disease in your neighborhood.
Now, you found that the majority of the Legionnaires' cases were caused by this switch. There are a few Legionnaires' cases every year. How do you determine whether some of them were or some of them were not connected to that switch in water sources?
Right. So again, it's a statistical argument, but we can look at our neighboring control communities and see how many cases they typically get in a year. We can also look at Flint. How many cases did they typically have in the years before the switch? And how many cases do they have now after they've switched back to Lake Huron and the water system has healed? And we're getting low baseline levels, but that spike in Legionnaires' cases that corresponded with the chaotic chlorine is now gone.
One of the concerns was somehow this was associated with McLaren Hospital. Does this clear McLaren Hospital now from any kind of problems? They just happen to have the same source of water everybody else did?
So our data don't try to tease that apart, but what we did do was with the hundreds of Legionnaires' cases that we had in our database, we were able to look at the medical records and subtract out, remove any person that had an association with McLaren, if they were a patient there or visited there. And even when we remove any patient that had an exposure to McLaren, we still see this relationship between chlorine and risk of disease. So the two models are not mutually exclusive, but we can say confidently that the McLaren outbreak is not sufficient to account for all the disease.
So you had two studies. Do these things overlap to lead you to these conclusions, or did the second study have a different goal?
It's really a separate study. What brought them together is we had an interdisciplinary team that was approaching this problem from many different angles. So the second study was an opportunity to go in and sample water from hundreds of homes in Flint and in neighboring communities and ask, is there Legionella in the water? How frequent? What kind of Legionella? So we found about 12% of the homes in Flint and 12% of the homes in our control areas had Legionella 1 year after the switch back to Lake Huron when the outbreak had dissipated. So what was interesting is we found that the type of Legionella in homes is really distinct from the kind that is detected in the hospitals. So fortunately, we have a really good diagnostic test for Legionnaire's disease. You can pee in a cup and then test the urine for the presence of a particular antigen. And so we have a cheap, fast, reliable, sensitive test for picking up one type of Legionella, serogroup 1. And in fact, that's been the cause of some 80% of disease worldwide. What's curious is we found serogroup 6 Legionella in people's homes. Serogroup 6 would not be detected by this common diagnostic test, but in the clinical literature, we know that serogroup 6 can cause disease in humans. And in our laboratory studies, we see that the serogroup 6 and the clinical serogroup 1 strains from patients in Southeast Michigan are indistinguishable. They're both able to get into white blood cells and replicate there. So we can't say that they're not a risk.
Tell me about the Flint Area Community Health and Environmental Partnership. Who put that together and why?
Yeah, so that was actually an initiative from our state, from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. They reached out to my colleague, Sean McMurray, who is at Wayne State, who's an environmental engineer, and he and his research team have been working in Flint since, I think, about 2010. So he had a long relationship already there. And he was asked to recruit a interdisciplinary team that could go into Flint, regain the trust of the people there, and begin to collect data. Basically, the motivation was, let's not let any good crisis go to waste. Let's go in and investigate, squeeze as much information as we can out of the Flint water crisis so that hopefully we can apply that knowledge to better public policies. So we were able to recruit Flint citizens to work at our field station in Flint and help us with the surveillance campaign. And also many, many residents opened their doors to us so that we could go in and collect water samples and begin to try to understand what happened. So we really appreciate the cooperation and collaboration with the people of Flint in this study.
Now, you've established that there is a connection, there is a link, a definitive link between the switch to Flint water and the majority of these Legionnaires' disease outbreaks in 14 and 15. I want to point out that these studies were peer-reviewed and published in academic journals, the proceeding of the National Academy of Sciences, and is it MBio? Is that what it
is? That's right, which is a journal of the American Society for Microbiology.
Remind us why peer review is important.
Since the beginning of time, academic scientists have relied on each other to vet each other's work, to really study it carefully and provide feedback to the authors, anonymous feedback, on perhaps gaps in their logic or something that's not explained well, and also are they being true to the literature that's already out there. So the typical pattern is that a research group will submit to a journal. An editor will then select experts in that field, send it out for anonymous review, and then the authors get the critiques back and often have to do more experiments, change the language, etc. So it turns out to be a very rigorous and sometimes painful, but very useful process.
But the bottom line is your findings that these 12 deaths, these 78 sicknesses, are connected to the Flint water switch. This has been verified by another group of academics.
the methods have been verified to be accurate, and it is...
And one assumes the conclusions then.
Right.
That is Michelle Swanson. She's a professor of microbiology and immunology at the University of Michigan Medical School. Thanks for coming in and telling us about this.
My pleasure.